Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Wedding Wednesday. So glad to have you here with us tonight. This is Cynthia from Bridal Tribe. You're listening to Tribal Wisdom Radio, and I am your host, Cynthia Williamston. Tonight we have some wonderful announcements and a wonderful guest to be on our show tonight to talk about a few things. As for announcements, if you are one of my West Coast listeners, if you are available on Saturday, February 9th, Touch My Closet is having a greet and shop from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Ontario Mills. If you want any more information about that, please visit the TMC fan page, Touch My Closet fan page, if you'd like to be a part of the greet and shop. And I also believe that they are having a contest. They're going to personally dress four people. If you send in your information, you could possibly be a winner. So visit Touch My Closet once again and see if you want to be a part of the greet and shop. For my Chicago listeners, if you are available Sunday, February 10th, there is a Better Than Before Real Powerful Relationship Dialogue hosted by Anointed Wives Ministry from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And if you want some more information about that information, about that event, excuse me, then you want to go to the Anointed Wives Ministry fan page on Facebook and see if that's something that you want to be a part of. For my New York listeners, Jamel Gaines, Creative Outlet, Dance Theater of Brooklyn, presents Remembering, Stories of African-American Experience. They're having a wonderful multimedia showcase at the Jamaica Performing Arts Center from February 11th through the 15th. And if you want more information about that, please visit www.creativeoutlet.org. As you can see, there's plenty of events going on throughout the next few months, and we don't want you to miss any of it, and we want you to have plenty to do. Of course, I can't forget our own event, a night of sweet pairing sponsored by Bridal Tribe and the Lethe Florence Foundation. On February 14th, we are doing a wine and chocolate tasting. Dinner is included at Labadie Manor in Hollis, Queens, New York. Let me know if you want to know more about that. I've created an event on Facebook, and I'll be posting a link to that in the event tonight, in our talks tonight. But tonight we are talking with Rashonda Russell of Natural Hair Bride. She's starting this wonderful movement that we're so happy to introduce to you. And if you want to know more about her, we want you to visit her fan page. And the link is actually in the event tonight, Natural Hair Bride. But she is on the line. She is waiting to share a lot of information with you. And we're not going to hold you up any longer. We're going to bring her right in. Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the call.
It is my pleasure, my pleasure. Why don't you start by telling us who you are, what you do, and where you do it?
Okay. First, you already announced me as Rashonda Russell. My name is Rashonda Russell. I'm the creator of NaturalHairBride.com, an online community catered towards natural hair brides-to-be, natural brides renewing their vows, a naturalista that's attending a bridal party, or naturally, so that's actually attending a wedding. So we're catered to the entire wedding and bridal party, as well as man with box that's natural as well. So we're catered to the entire bridal party and the entire wedding community. And we are, we're actually on Facebook at The Natural Hair Bride, and we're on Twitter at Natural Bride. So, yeah, you can check us out there.
Wonderful, wonderful. I forgot to say that if you'd like to call in and have a question or a comment for Rashonda, you can reach us at 347-996-3160. Press 1 if you would like to have a question or comment, or if you just want to listen in, that's fine too. So, Rashonda, please tell us how you got started. Tell us your journey about first being a natural hair bride and then how you started this movement.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Well, naturalhairbride.com was created because I was once a natural hair bride to be, and I was very excited. I picked out my dress and just very excited to go down the aisle. I called up a hairstylist, a natural hairstylist, and she gave me a couple different options for my hairstyle that I could wear my naturally textured hair. But I didn't think that those styles was suitable for me for my beautiful gown. So I was encouraged by family members to put a sew-in in. So I wore a sew-in weave hairstyle as I walked down the aisle, and I completely regretted it. And as I looked through the pictures after the wedding ceremony was over and our honeymoon was over, I really wanted to look myself and have my own curly textured hair. So I grabbed a hold of a photographer, and we decided to pick a beautiful garden area where we put back on our dress. I put back on my my bridal gown, and my husband put back on his tux, and we went to go take pictures, and I wore a shrunken twist out, and I love those photos the most out of all photos that we took during the ceremony. So it was an experience for me where I just felt, man, it's a lot of bride-to-be's, a lot of naturalistas attending a wedding or a part of a bridal party that's more than likely going through the same thing that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
So I created this online community where we can meet up every other month within the Chicagoland area, and our main goal is to focus out in different states as well and just make an online community for natural hair brides. And so that's why it was created, and I'm just having a lot of fun with it. It's a month old. It's less than a month old, actually, and we've received a lot of good response from it. There's a lot of upcoming events like our photo shoot this weekend. So there's a lot of great things happening with naturalhairbride.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love what you're doing because there is clearly a need for a community like this for individuals who are getting married so that they know what their choices can be. I know that a lot of people do, you know, the twist outs and they do sew-ins. They might wear, you know, a wig. But to be able to have the choices of looking glam with your own natural hair is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So tell us about the meetup and what you're going to be having at this meetup. What are some of the events and things that's going to be happening at the meetup?
Mm-hmm. Our meetup is actually scheduled for February 10th in Chicago, and this will be our very first meetup in Chicago, Illinois. We will be having it at the NV Hair Salon, which will be downtown Chicago. We will be having a natural style demonstration, so elegant updos that you can wear on your wedding day, bun styles that will be created by licensed natural hair stylists.
Mm-hmm.
We will be having champagne at the event, champagne and wine at the event.
Mm-hmm.
We will have two vendors catered towards planning for your wedding day. And we will be having a wedding planning expert at the event as well, just sharing with you tips and ideas that you can create a fabulous wedding. So it will be a really nice, relaxed environment for you to come. Some wine, if that's what you choose to do, or champagne, and just congregate with other like-minded natural hair brides-to-be, learn some knowledge, and get some ideas of some styles that you can wear on your wedding day.
Great. So you're going to have wedding planners there to help them out. You have stylists there. Of course, you're going to have the entertainment of champagne and wonderful, yummy drinks and, I guess, hors d'oeuvres. I'm not sure. I don't want to overstep my bounds and say something that's not going to be there.
We may.
So, great. Tell me a little bit more about where you see. Now, you say you're going to have a natural hair photo shoot, and I did notice that you were having a casting call on your page. Why don't you give us a little information about that so that if people want to contact you, they can. And I will be posting, I'm just about to post a link to the meetup here in the event. So if anybody's interested, please follow the link that I'm about to post and plan to attend. Go ahead and support this wonderful event. But do tell us about the casting call for the photo shoot.
Okay, excellent. The we actually have three gorgeous models for the photo shoot. And actually that slot has been filled for the male and the female model. We've gotten so many responses of Naturalistas looking to be a part of the photo shoot. The photo shoot is going to be fabulous. We have couture gowns by Victoria's Boutique in downtown Chicago. We have an 11 Emmy Award-winning photographer that will be taking shots of us. We have natural hairstylist. She's been doing natural hair for 10-plus years, and she also creates natural hair products, and she'll be styling the Naturalistas for the photo shoot. We'll have two makeup artists that'll be at the photo shoot. So the photo shoot is going to be absolutely gorgeous. If you want more information about the photo shoot or may want to feature us in the photos that we will share with the audience, you can email me at naturalhairbride with an S at the end at gmail.com. And we can keep you informed about when we're going to share those photos.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, one thing that we didn't talk about, because we did, you know, speak briefly about everything that you started and the excitement that's generated around it right now. Talk to me about where you see Natural Hair Bride going, because right now you're having events, you're having the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. I think you did also say that you're building a website.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's talk about, you know, where this is going, how you're moving forward with this dream.
Okay, excellent. So Natural Hair Bride is an online community.com right now, is an online community for us to meet each other. Moving forward, we will have the Natural Hair Bride Couture Fashion Show, and opportunities are opening up for that next month. And for more information about the fashion show, you can still email me at naturalhairbrides@gmail.com. And my main goal is to have Natural Hair Bridal Couture fashion show at every single state. It will be an upscale natural hair bridal gown fashion event where it will be a butler-style showcase event with hostess walking around with champagne. We have special guests that will be attending outside of the state of Chicago, and we'll be announcing that next month. We already have selected sponsors, and there will not be any vendors for this event, but you can purchase ad space in our directory that will be passed out at all of the attendees. So just moving forward, my main goal is to have a bridal couture fashion show so that natural hair brides-to-be, naturalistas attending or being a part of someone's wedding can actually see themselves in a gown. Bridesmaids' gowns will also be there during a fashion show as well. And they can see themselves with our hair texture in a bridal gown. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that I was going to bridal expos preparing for my wedding, but I did not see myself in the gowns of those luxury mainstream bridal expos. Mm-hmm. So my main goal is to bring that to every single city in every single state, and, mm-hmm. and just bring a different event, and hopefully everybody will receive it well and enjoy it.
Wonderful. Now, I'm glad that you touched on your experience going to the bridal expos and so on, because I want to backtrack a little bit and really expand on your experience during your wedding planning and your beauty planning for your own wedding. A lot of the listeners, of course, like to relate to whatever the person that we're interviewing is talking about, and you know, we kind of glazed right over it. So let's go back.
Okay.
Let's slow it down. And let's start talking about that journey of when, you know, you first decided to start planning the wedding and you started actually planning what you were going to do with your hair.
Yes. So,
how long were you engaged?
Mm-hmm. I was engaged. Let's see. I was engaged for 2 years.
Okay. And during that time, you weren't really kind of thinking about exactly how you were going to wear your hair. Were you talking to the girlfriends? Were you looking through books? You know, talk to me about the process.
Right. So I was in college at the time, and mm-hmm. our main goal was to get married after college, but I actually stayed an additional year. So I just decided to go ahead and get married anyway.
Right.
While I was in college, so I got married, and I was still like a couple months later, I went to my classes. So
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So we moved and all the rest of this jazz. So when I got engaged, I didn't necessarily think about my hair. One thing that I started doing is I was like, man, I really have to go to a bridal expo to get an idea of how to start everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I purchased bridal magazines, didn't see myself mm-hmm. as a naturally curly-ed bride in those magazines. And when I attended the bridal expos and the fashion shows, I didn't see myself in the expos either. So. Mm-hmm. When I was crafting a look for myself, I believe that's why I'm more so catered towards the straight hair look, is because that's all the images that I saw while I was planning for my wedding day. So I opted for a straight look instead of for a curly or puffed out look instead of looking myself. I was basically looking how those bridal images were displayed mm-hmm. to me in expos and in the magazines.
I love the point that you're bringing up, because it is so true. When I was helping a lot of my friends, my god sister, and a few other people plan their wedding or plan their beauty for their wedding, it's true. We really don't see ourselves in the magazines, and if we do, we don't see our curly selves, our natural mm-hmm. selves. In the magazines, mm-hmm. and although there are resources online that you can go to mm-hmm. you know, discuss these things, it is important. It is a really good topic and conversation to have about seeing ourselves look beautiful in a wedding gown in a magazine, mainstream.
Exactly. Yes, and just like your business, where you do showcase naturally curly brides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wasn't familiar with having access to, and I'm not sure how long you've been in business or how long other natural hair bridal magazines have been in business. It wasn't accessible to me. I went to NIU, so Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. So. Mm-hmm. If you wasn't publicized like how the bridal expos are publicized, then you wouldn't catch my attention, because I didn't know that you exist. So maybe
right.
almost 3 years ago you were in business, but I didn't know of you because that wasn't talked about at the time. So I feel like the main reason why I wanted to be featured on the show, and I'm so happy that you were willing to do so, is because it's just about spreading awareness, and mm-hmm. I've talked to so many Actually, I was on the phone with a salon owner, and I was telling her my story, the reason why I wanted to have meetups. And she said, oh, yeah, that was me too. I've been doing natural hair for 20 years, but I wore my hair straight with an extension on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So she was on hair for 20 years, and she still didn't wear her hair curly for her own wedding,
right.
Yeah.
I think the element that's kind of missing is the education of exactly how and what we could do with our hair and still be, you know, what I call glam gorgeous. One of the things that I love to say about Bridal Tribe is, like, we talk about being glam gorgeous and gloriously feminine when it comes to our hair and our overall look. So I like that part of what you're doing with your meetup is, you know, you're bringing the awareness, you're creating community, and you're bringing the education about the looks that you can actually carry off on your wedding day as the bride, as the guest, as the groom, as whatever. So, and then you're right there in, like, the mecca of natural hair in Chicago because, you know, there's a large natural hair community out there.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's definitely
Hello, Rashonda? Rashonda, are you there? I'm sorry if you're listening in. I think we might be having a little bit of technical difficulties because I don't hear Rashonda right now. Rashonda? Wow. Okay. So until we bring her back in, let me just tell you again about where you can get more information about her. She is on Facebook at The Natural Hair Bride, I believe she said. I'm going to go and just take a look at her link. Yes, The Natural Hair Bride on Facebook. Please visit her page, like the page. Ask questions, make suggestions. I'm sure that she would appreciate it. She is catering toward naturalistas and a natural hair bride as an online community, and she is coming out of Chicago, Illinois. I believe that she said that her meetup is on, hold on, Sunday, February 10th, 4 p.m. I don't see a location just yet, but I'm sure that she will be putting that up on the event page, which is naturalhairbrides.com. So please do visit these areas and to get more information and support her, support this movement that she's pressing forward with. And, you know, I'm very proud that we are all stepping up and showing that we are naturally chic with our natural hair. Now, what I'm going to try to do is actually give Rashonda a call. Or maybe, Rashonda, if you're listening, you want to give us a call back. If you want to, just hang up and recall, redial, and let's get you back on the air. Great. So she should be calling back any second now. And again, if you have any questions or if you'd like to comment on this topic discussion, please give us a call at 347-996-3160. Press 1 if you have a comment or a question, or if you just want to listen in, you can do that too. Rashonda,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe it was Windy City Towers. You know, I'm in Chicago. Maybe something fell down.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right. I'm like, wait, did you leave?
Right. I was listening, but I think it was muted because when I called back in and I pressed 1, I was saying hello, but it wasn't until you just unmuted the call.
Right. Of course, once a person calls in and they press 1, you know, I have to be alerted, and that's when I know to go ahead and let you in. But we were already talking.
Right.
Can't be finished. We didn't even finish the conversation.
Right. Sorry about that.
So I'm certain it's not. It's technical difficulties. It does happen. So
yes.
No worries. But what you were saying, let's backtrack to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were talking about adding the element of education and showing. We were saying, you know, let's show the glam, gorgeous, and gloriously feminine of wearing your hair natural for a wedding day or actually any special event that you want. Go on and let's talk about that. And we were talking about your journey because that's the thing that I kind of want to span out. You were concerned because you didn't see images like you in bridal magazines. And at the time, I guess, did you know how to look up these types of things online? Because it was one of the things that I had trouble with when I was helping a few of my friends. I would go online and put in African American hair and all of these different things. Mm-hmm. And I can't even tell you the images that were coming up, but they weren't us.
Really? Wow.
I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting that, you know, because you use different terms and languages to try to look up natural hair. You looked up, you know, I looked up Black Bride. I looked up all kinds of, like,
yeah.
Black and it wasn't, you know, African Americans or, you know, it wasn't us. So I like what you said about that and how we really need to begin to work together to increase the awareness that we are out here trying to provide these services and amplify the images for people to take a look and see, you know, what you look like in a wedding dress with your natural hair.
Yes. It is definitely, and let me just say this too. I got married at 23.
Mm-hmm. Going, okay. I said, wow, you were youngin', 23?
Right. Yeah. So I got married at 23, so I wasn't really familiar with where to access information as is available to me as much now because I – and let me point this out too. I hosted natural hair events in DeKalb at my school. So while I was wrapping up my last two semesters, I started putting on natural hair events out there at NIU. And that stemmed from me having my own business and for me being really, really involved in the natural hair community. And the reason why I went natural is because I was wearing sew-ins, and that's what I was used to wearing. And I really wasn't too fond of my own hair with the relaxer, so I would just put weave and sew-ins in my hair. And so my fiance at the time was saying, you know, you should really show your hair. And I was like, oh, if you see my hair like this, I don't think I really like my hair with it. It wasn't any life, as it wasn't any movement or any body into my hair. It wasn't really pretty to me with the relaxer in it. Mm-hmm. So I just decided to go natural after that. I went to a natural hair salon, and she started cutting out my perm, and I was wearing sew-ins. Until it got to the length where I was comfortable with showing it, shorter hair, because of course our hair shrinks when it's natural anyway. So when I was comfortable with showing it out, I got two strand twists and I was natural. So my husband actually prompted me to go and show my real textured hair. So I do want to acknowledge him for that. He was the reason why I went natural.
Wonderful. You rarely hear something like that. Normally I hear conversations about how men kind of respond to a woman like doing the big chop or all of a sudden going natural, and they're like, but why? You know, so it's nice to hear.
Exactly. Why did you cut your hair?
Yeah, they're dope, please. I could tell you stories myself. They were like, wait, what happened? You know, we have to have a conversation. I'm like, but no.
What happened? Oh, my God. This is me. So
right, yeah. I happened. Let's start there. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, your husband was very supportive of you going natural. That's wonderful. So for those of you who are listening, there are supportive men who will be okay with going natural. That's a good thing to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So after you could not really find yourself or anyone that looked like you in the bridal magazine, and actually let me just stop and say that that this movement is not strictly about being natural, because I think that brides of color should be able to choose whatever style they want. Whether if you want a sew-in, get the sew-in. If you want a relaxer, mm-hmm. get the relaxer. But the movement is still about being able to see more of ourselves in bridal wear, so you can understand the choices that you can make, whether you're natural hair or not.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that, too, because It almost feels, I know when we first started the natural hair movement just overall, it almost felt like we were dividing each other.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not what this is. This
no, that's not the point.
Is,
that's not the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's definitely not what natural hair, but first of all, I do not want to separate those that's natural and single from the that's natural and getting married. But however, There is a category for everyone, and so I feel that, you know, we can congratulate everyone for different ways that they want to wear their hair. And
yes.
So because there's no special attention for natural hair brides in particular, mm-hmm. We do have to make sure that there is some way that they can see themselves, just like we put full force for African Americans to be seen more in mainstream luxury expos, and we see that now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that more women are being publicized, even on major networks, major
right.
TV networks, and you mm-hmm. see more naturals now.
Yeah, there's
I think Melissa Harris-Perry or Paris Harry or one of those.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And she's on a huge news show, and she wears twists, and she had a show about natural hair women. And so we're being seen every single direction. So it is more like it's very popular now. And now that it's very popular, we have to know how we will look as we get married, because we do love each other, African American, Black, you know, we love each other, and we're getting married, and we're happy.
Yes. Yes.
And there's not all baby mamas around the town, and there's
yes.
not, so we're here, and
right.
and there
it's
needs
a matter
to be something catered to us.
Right,
as
it's
well.
Definitely a matter of image, and actually it's one of the things that I put in my magazine where, like in the first few pages now, I actually post up natural hair divas from different industries, from politics, from, you know,
mm-hmm.
bloggers, from any type of industry. I like to make sure that let's get educated about who's actually wearing their hair natural in these different industries. And then, of course, let's still support and promote love between all of us, because I don't want a scene from School Days where we're singing about the wannabes and the jigaboos, you know, just breaking out
exactly.
in different cities. My friends and I always tease about that. She said, Cynthia, are we going to end up, like, having this whole big, like, dance sing-a-thon where we do the wannabes, jigaboo? I'm like, no, that's not where we're headed. It's just we're promoting, you know.
Exactly.
Promoting
exactly.
overall love,
yes.
you know, of the whole thing. Another thing that you talked about was that you really kind of wore your hair in a protective style. One of the protective styles that you chose before you did the double strand twist was a sew-in, and you were actually pretty comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was very comfortable with the sew-in. I mean, it hit everything. However, it was a little pricey to keep that up, especially as a college student, to buy the hair and then get the hair installed. And not saying that being natural is, because I don't really like that at all, when people say, oh, your natural is way, you know, it's less expensive. I actually advise people to go get their hair done at a natural hair salon,
yes.
at a nice professional. So because we're natural, we're not cheapy-cheapy.
It's really not. I mean, when you think about, and I guess it's going to be something that you're going to discuss there at your meetups, you know, we still have to maintain
yes.
healthy hair. We have to find products that work with our hair.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that there are a lot of individuals who are making products in order to help style natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an education that has to be had when it comes to the differences of taking care of natural hair and taking care of relaxed hair. The mm-hmm. monetary is, I don't see much of a big difference because you still want your hair to be beautiful and healthy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the products that you use currently, what kind of products are you looking, you know, or do you normally use right now?
The products that I use currently, the reason why I'm so hesitant, because as soon as I say a product, people are like, oh, I should really try that. And honestly, it doesn't really take all of that.
Right.
I wash right now with two. I'm still finding my shampoo.
Good.
So
yes.
I'm washing with Miss Jessie. I'm washing with Pearls Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm washing with Miss Jessie's Slippery Super Slip Fuzzy Shampoo, and I'm washing with the Pearls Unleashed Sulfate Free Shampoo. Still trying to find the best shampoo for me. Honestly, even when I use the Miss Jessie's, I don't use a lot of the shampoo. I mainly use water and just really, you know, wash my scalp only. And the products I use for curl definition, the Curls Unleashed Curl Defining Cream, but not really a lot of that. Mainly olive oil. After I wash my hair,
mm-hmm.
I'll just put some olive oil on there and twist it, because right now it's freezing in Chicago, so I'll twist it up and put it into some type of protective style. So that's what I mainly do. But the products is not really on my high list. However, I do recommend that there will be sponsors for the meetup, so you will have the opportunity to get samples or 4 or 5 items to try
mm-hmm.
on your hair to prepare for styling on your wedding day. You will have that option. But to spend a lot on products right now is not really on my high demand. I've been natural for about 4 years, so
mm-hmm.
I can understand that it's not the product that grows your hair, it's your regimen.
Right. That's good. No, that's good.
How many products do you have, Cynthia?
I use a number of products, actually, because I agree with you that, you know, there are certain things that will work. It really depends on your hair, because we are people that have a lot of mixed blood, you know.
Yes.
And our textures, we have a lot of different textures. So I definitely like, one of my favorites, of course, is Sisters Keepers. They have a product called Dip that I like to use in my hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also use, Shea Butter. I love one of their creams for my
I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, okay, we're going to have a conversation at some point about that.
Yeah. You know what, that's so true, because some of these mainstream hair care companies aren't always the best.
Right,
but,
no.
You know, it's sometimes, you know, like you have Mrs. Shea Butter that has some really, really nice products that may be not as popular as the major brands are that, you know, we know off the top of our head.
Right.
So that's good to know.
You definitely want to look up Sisters Keeper. I'll send you the link later on tonight.
Okay.
And because as I also like to support small businesses, I think it's important
mm-hmm.
for individuals who are making products for natural hair who aren't mainstream, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's important for them to be highlighted for what they're doing and to tell their story. It's always interesting to hear the story about why someone went natural or why they started
mm-hmm.
using a particular product. So I absolutely love supporting small businesses that make products for natural
mm-hmm.
hair. And of course, you know, some of us, we still kind of carry the routines that we had when we were kids. My mom used to use cholesterol in my hair. I don't know if you have that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually, Carl is pretty good.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
that Pantene in the brown bottle.
That's the new natural product system.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of stories that, well, natural products, I mean, and once again, it goes back to the product really doesn't matter because, I mean, there's so many stories about luscious locks and luscious natural hair. Divas that has great long hair that use emulsions that's not, you know, a fully natural hair product. But I use
right.
herbal essence and the
right.
O5 and so, you know.
Right, yeah. Again, I say it depends on the hair. It depends on the texture because, you know, I know plenty of naturalistas who have, you know, that hair, kind of like that Oprah hair.
Yeah.
or they have that hair that you can just put anything on and it just still looks great and fluffy and full
yeah.
and thick. Where if
exactly.
I tried to use some of their products, my hair would scream and jump off my scalp.
Right. Exactly. Same here.
So I'd like to definitely say that for those of you who are natural, going natural, you will have to do a little bit of experimenting to see what works best for your hair. And you can't always use what the naturalista next to you uses.
Right, exactly. And I just want to say, and this may be one of your listeners that's listening in right now, but someone on Facebook by the name of Africa James is loving Natural Hair Bride. I appreciate that. I just wanted to chime in to say that because they are liking every single thing. So we will be in touch. If you want to chat with me, send me an email at naturalhairbrides@gmail.com.
Yeah, Africa does some wonderful stuff. So Africa, you need to just call in. I don't know what you are taking your time doing that
right.
for. You need to call in Africa. So if you have any comments, give us a call, 347-996-3160. And let's hear what you have to say about this conversation because she also has some wonderful products.
Okay.
When you get a chance to talk to her, you can see what she's doing. I keep asking her, when is she going to have her things ready? She has these wonderful notebooks with the little drawings and everything.
Mm.
Africa, come on, snap to it, lady. You know I'm waiting.
Yeah, I got to check her out. That's excellent.
So this conversation about bridal beauty and natural hair has been a long time coming. As all of you guys know, I have to talk about Bridal Tribe because that is really what we're all about. Living kind of like the natural lifestyle and about love, beauty,
mm-hmm.
fun, weddings, and marriage, of course. So it's all
mm-hmm.
around.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that someone else is throwing their hat in the arena where we can really get this notice and get the information out there and work together to, you know, let people know, go natural, you know, go beautifully natural.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm went natural, then my mom went natural, then my sister went natural, all within a 4-year span. And, you know, sometimes my sister goes in and out of the weeds, which is, you know, completely up to her. But what she's found is, and she's single, what she's found is that she gets different type of attention from men when she's natural. So
that is a show all in itself, believe me.
That's a different subject, ain't it? Like, we're talking about men now in natural
right.
hair and what they think of us when we wear our hair natural. So,
I can tell you stories. There's another wonderful Twitter friend and Facebook friend that I have, Sasha Shea. She actually started that conversation on Twitter. We had a Twitter chat about reactions to natural hair and the stories that we all shared together. Were amazing, and I'm like, I could tell you stories of being chased down the street because people just want to touch my afro, or of course there are people that kind of think that you're a pet and they just want to pat your afro, and it's like, could you please stop touching?
Oh wow.
People just want to dig their hand in your hair. They don't think your hair is real when you're wearing the big natural afro. Some men absolutely love it, some men don't really care for it, but again,
yeah.
To each their own, and you have to do what makes you feel beautiful.
Exactly. You definitely do. I mean, whatever suits you. I mean, you have great, relaxed hair. You don't have any problem with that. I salute you because it was just, you know, honestly, I read up on relaxers and what it does to your hair over time and the chemicals that it does. And I read somewhere that the chemicals over time seeps into, but you know, your scalp, and it can cause all type of disease and brain cancer and all the rest of this jazz. Now, that's what I've read, and you know, we do things every day that may contribute to our, you know, ill health. However, once I found out about that, it encouraged me even more to wear my hair natural.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely don't want to discourage someone that's relaxed. They have healthy hair,
yeah,
and they love their healthy, relaxed hair.
Yeah, and they maintain.
And it's maintained because some people say, oh, you know, well, you're natural and your hair is not neat. It's not wild. I mean, it's all wild and it's not maintained. You know, I don't have the face to be natural. Some people, and that's just like, oh my God, really?
It's what they, you know, it's their perception of themselves and they're not able to see it yet. You know, people can't do, you know, the movement until they're absolutely ready.
Exactly. And when people say I don't have the face to be natural, because certain people have to have the face. Mm-hmm. I just don't really understand.
Right.
Because I'm like, really?
Yeah, is that? Because you were kind of born with natural hair and the same face. So
that is hilarious. But I'm not the type of person, I don't want to encourage people to go natural. I just feel like if you're natural.
Right.
And you're happy being natural, because, you know, it's that natural Nazis and, you know, people that just, that's how people feel like they're outcasts. Like, girl, you should be natural. And they love themselves permed.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, if you're natural or if you're permed, I have perm friends, I have natural friends.
Mm-hmm.
If that's who you are, that's absolutely great. But let me tell you what I'm doing. So if you feel like this is something that will fit you, then you can join as well. And it'll be beneficial. And we'll have fun. And we'll, you know, have drinks. And we'll have, you know, just a nice time.
Right. It's just a matter of being supportive of one another.
Exactly.
I can say that I've been natural now. I'm about going on 15, 16 years.
Wow.
And when I did it, my best friend, I told her, I was like, wow, you know, you have to go natural. She swore up and down that she would never, ever, and these are her exact words, I quote, she said, I will never wear my hair natural again. She was still feeling traumatized by the hot comb on the ear burn, you know. You know, the hot comb to the neck and the ear, and she had, you know, the experiences that we all have growing up, those of us who had the mom who would use the hot comb to press the hair out. So she was thoroughly traumatized and could not wait to get a relaxer, and she wore a relaxer for a long time. And then, you know, I stayed natural. I thought it was cool. You know, for me, I think it was just a matter of convenience. I always tell people my story wasn't about any type of, you know, negative education about relaxers. I'm a former cosmetologist, so I gave relaxers. I cut natural hair, everything. But I just decided to shave my hair very, very short and, like, diet platinum, and, you know, and it just worked.
Wow. I want to see that picture.
And from there, I just left everything natural. Where, out of the blue, I can't even remember what prompted my best friend to go natural, but then she finally did, and then she loved it. And I'm always jealous of her hair because she does have the Oprah hair.
She has a lovely hair. Yeah.
She has that hair that should have its own wardrobe because it's so beautiful and, you know, thick. And it has a life of its own. And I'm like, you know what? You just make me sick. I want you to put the relaxer back in because your hair is.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's a matter of when a person is ready to go to become a naturalista, you know, when they're okay with it. If they're not okay with it, let's just support one another in love with however we are wearing our hair.
Exactly.
And just tell them how beautiful we are.
Exactly. Yes, I definitely agree.
Okay, so what I normally do, because the show is, I usually interview couples, happily married couples, couples who've been married a long time, and they talk to me about their journey, because we are supportive of love here at Bridal Tribe. We like support to the wedding community so that people will tell their stories. I normally have them give me 5 tips to give to newlywed couples, but since the subject is a little different tonight, based on your journey, based on your journey from or to into natural hair, I want you to give us 5 tips on becoming a natural and on finding good natural hairstyles for your wedding.
5 tips. 1, join naturalhairbride.com. Two, of course, join Bridal Tribe. Make sure that you're aware, and because you guys have great, great photos and great advice as well. There's some great blogs out there as well. I know it's a few popular ones in the Chicago community. I'm sure they're everywhere where they post really nice hairstyles. And they do categories for bride-to-bes as well. So you may want to check out your local blogs. But as of right now, I guess visit some natural hair salons that's near you, and do a few trial and error hairstyles that you may feel that's best for your bridal attire. So, you know, maybe purchase your gown first and then go to a natural hair salon and ask them to do a few trials with your hair, and you go home and try on your gown. But as of right now, I mean, my number one tip would be to join naturalhairbride.com, because that would be the resource for you to establish an online community. It's an established online community where you can actually seek out resources. We're going to have, like, we've already began posting on the Natural Hair Bride Facebook page. A wedding planner has shared advice, has shared tips to natural hair bride-to-bes on their process for planning. So if you're just, you know, wanting to pop up and you're on Facebook, you know, go ahead and click like there and follow us on Twitter. We're going to do as much as we can to make sure that you have as many resources as possible. And if you are African-American and you are a bridal gown designer, please contact me, because I would love to feature you in our Natural Hair Bridal Couture fashion show. That's coming up this May. If you're a wedding planner and you would like to share tips, or maybe be in our audience and share tips at the meetups, please contact me at naturalhairbrides@gmail.com as well. So, I mean, we really just need to chat, me and you, Cynthia, about upcoming events and how to make this more and bring more awareness to the fact that natural hair brides are here. We are loving ourselves. We are getting married. We're happy. And we're continuing to grow a happy family as natural hair brides and natural hair brides-to-bes. So that's the tip I would share.
Okay. That sounds absolutely great. We do have to plan like an actual Twitter chat surrounded around the subject of being a natural hair bride, and we can get into the community and start asking questions and providing answers for them. So let you and I get together and plan something like that.
Okay.
I would love to connect you with Sharon Patrice, who is there in Chicago. She is a wedding planner. She's a guest on the show. She's been a guest on the show a number of times, and she gives excellent tips for wedding planning. So I would love to connect you with her with Simply Perfect Peace events, and maybe you guys can talk about doing something out there in Chicago. Shay, I'm putting you on the spot. You know, I hope you don't mind.
Definitely.
And yeah, let's all kind of work together to bring more awareness to the glam gorgeousness of natural hair on our wedding day for everyone involved. So, again, I just want to leave everyone with the information to contact Rashonda. You can go to naturalhairbride.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's bride singular?
Yes.
Okay, naturalhairbride.com to get information about this meetup, which is on February 10th?
Yes.
Okay, February 10th in Chicago at which hair salon?
In the hair salon. We I haven't put the hair salon location yet. Mm-hmm. I'm just finalizing details, but it will be February 10th. From 4 to 6 p.m. at the NV Hair Salon, and more details will be shared there. You can also follow us as well on Twitter at Natural Bride Singular and on Facebook at The Natural Hair Bride.
Wonderful. I will be posting up the tips that Rashonda gave us tonight inside the event to anyone who's interested. Her links are also there in the event if you want to follow her. Please do go to her page, like her page, and support the movement. Rashonda, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on. I'm so glad that you were able to come on. I know we kind of switched the dates every now and again. I was like, no,
yeah,
let's come this day. Let's go this day. But I wanted everyone to know about this before the actual event, which is why I was like, let's talk about this at the end of January so we can get the word out.
Exactly. And I can definitely appreciate the support, and I look forward to speaking with you soon about upcoming events.
Yes, absolutely. So, Tribers, if you're out there, don't forget to visit the website. Of course, visit bridaltribe.com. We're actually about to go in transition. We are moving to a higher level of love here at Bridal Tribe. We are relaunching the magazine in April. We've got some wonderful surprises for everyone, so stay tuned for what's happening. Again, we are a company about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage, and we are dedicated to love. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you on the book. Good night.